We continue our series of historic African-American speeches today. In honor of Black History Month, the Jefferson Daily is airing the original recordings of important orations. The collection spans more than a century of American history. Here's the host of our series, Southern Oregon University journalism professor D.L. Richardson.
Living in a world restricted by laws defining race, as well as creating obstacles, disadvantages, and even superstitions regarding race, challenged my capacities for survival. For 90 years, I have witnessed countless men and women likewise meet this challenge. Some bested it, some did not. I became a student and eventually a scholar, and it was armed with the tools of scholarship that I strove to dismantle those laws, level those obstacles and disadvantages, and replace superstition with human dignity. These are the words and mission of John Hope Franklin, the father of African-American history. Listen now as he discussed with students the importance of knowing our American history.
Many persons confused about whether Negro Americans have a history, or even more confused about what to do about it if they do have a history, believe that history is primarily an account of the great moments in the experience of mankind. To such persons, it is inconceivable that Negroes could be involved in history, whether that history be past politics or the record of nations possessing a spiritual quality or the account of a man solving the problems he encounters. They are great moments, and Negroes don't have great moments. They further believe that the history of the United States is a series of glorious triumphs, of triumphs over the wilderness, over Great Britain, over Mexico, over the mysteries of science and industry. Many of these triumphs were forged by the labor and the sweat of Negro slaves. But the justification for anything so barbarous as human bondage has to be that Negroes were inferior, physiologically, intellectually, and spiritually. Thus, it is inconceivable that white Americans have convinced themselves that people occupying such a low point in the human family could have a history. Indeed, their inferior position in American life could be maintained only if the fiction of them as a people with no history worth telling could be maintained. With such a point of view, it has been possible for historians of the glorious American Revolution to tell of the Declaration of Independence without once mentioning that the first draft contained a condemnation of the King of England for maintaining slavery in the slave trade. Now, this portion of the Declaration of Independence was deleted from the final draft for the simple reason that American patriots would not condemn an institution that they had no intention of giving up. And such historians can tell of the fight for independence without once mentioning the fact that it was Negroes, slaves and free Negroes, who pointed out the inconsistency of fighting for political independence while keeping black people in the degraded state of slavery. And the historians of the Revolution can tell of the glorious victories of Bunker Hill, of Eutaw Springs, and Yorktown, without once mentioning that more than 5,000 black patriots fought for the freedom of the white men, who in turn then denied it to them. And, of course, such historians would obviously deny or would not mention the fact that thousands of Negroes went over to fight on the side of the British because the British came cleaner on the whole matter of their freedom than did the American patriots. With such a point of view, it has been possible for historians to tell of the building of a great nation without telling of the black man's part in taming the wilderness and planting the fields and harvesting the crops. They can tell of the institution of slavery without telling of the black man's constant and bitter fight against slavery, of his revolts, of his running away, of his sabotage, and his malingering. They can tell of the fight to save the Union without once mentioning the fact that 186,000 black men fought in a segregated army, refused to accept discriminatory pay, and did more than their share in saving the Union and ridding the country of the barbarism of slavery. Now, this is the kind of history that has been written, and this is the kind of history that has been taught in our schools and colleges. It is uninformed, arrogant, uncharitable, undemocratic, and racist history. It has thus spawned and perpetuated an ignorant, self-seeking, super-patriotic, ethnocentric group of white Americans who can say in this day and time that they did not know that Negroes had a history. This is not the kind of history, and this is not the kind of society of which a great nation should boast. And we must rid ourselves of the spurious and specious teachings of the past. And in its place, we must teach a history that recognizes the worth of all the people who have worked and died to make this country whatever it is today.
John Hope Franklin speaking in 1969. Tomorrow we'll hear Benjamin Hooks, former director of the NAACP.